This is James Franklin with the 12 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl. Earl is weakening as it moves north-northeastward at 21 miles per hour. Number of warnings came down at 11 o'clock. We still have a hurricane warning up for Cape Cod. Tropical storm warnings remain in effect for much of the East Coast coming up to Cape Cod and for portions of eastern Maine. That would be east of Stonington, Maine. The maximum winds have been decreasing today. They're now 85 miles per hour. That's Category 1 hurricane. And we still expect Earl to be a hurricane as it passes very close to Cape Cod, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, either very late tonight or very early Saturday morning. Conditions will continue to improve over North Carolina today. Tropical storm force winds will likely reach southern New England during the evening hours this evening, and the hurricane winds, if they occur there, will be near midnight, within a few hours of midnight. Now, track of the storm takes it just offshore. If Earl remains on track, most likely the hurricane force winds will remain offshore to the east of the center and not impact Cape Cod, but it would only take a very small deviation of the track to the left to bring those hurricane force winds onshore. We're expecting a storm surge of 2 to 4 feet over Cape Cod this evening, and rainfall amounts of up to 5 inches in North Carolina still possible. 1 to 3 inches are likely in southern New England. This has been James Franklin with the 12 o'clock update on Hurricane Earl.